What a blessing God has been to us. I've never understood how such a small church and some of the talent that's walked into these doors, just simply using what God has given them for the glory of God. Real quickly, in the book of Joel, second chapter, I'm going to read to you the 28th verse, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I want you to listen to this next sentence. Your old men shall dream dreams. I didn't write it. I'm simply reading it. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants, on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I'm going to jump all the way down to the 32nd verse, and it shall come to pass that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. For just a couple minutes, let us open our hearts to receive that truth that you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Old men will dream dreams. I'm here to tell you today that this is a dream that I have had. It has nothing to do with eating at any Taco Bell last night or nothing like this. This is a dream about what God can do. I believe that the way that he has blessed us here at Mount Calvary to see folks come in, so many different backgrounds, people starting out different churches, different nationalities, and God allowing us to be here in his house to worship in spirit and truth together for one purpose, and that is to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon that name shall be saved. It's about a dream. I'm sticking with the dream theme today. I actually dress for you like a dream sickle. So, how many remember those dream sickles you had when you're young over there? Oh, that's good stuff, you know. Does this not remind you of a dream sickle? Here we go. Folks, I am into this sermon. Stick with me. I believe only through his Holy Spirit being poured out among us do we have this opportunity to be here today. And I know there's a lot going on, and this is a different Sunday. You got flowers, we got hats, we got little nap signs over here. People downstairs are busy, and I just took a quick peek down there, and you're going to be so thrilled when you go down there and see all those wonderful decorations. And this is truly a potluck. I have no idea what you brought. The other people have no idea what you brought, and there is only one woman to blame because of that. And thanks God, she is not here today. Rick says she is all the way in. Anna Marie says, we're going to have a pure potluck. Bring anything you want. And then she calls, says, I won't be there. That is how you delegate and then hold others responsible. I appreciate it. Old men will dream dreams. And I love the way the writer here, he makes that statement before he says, young men will see visions. Folks, we have to dream it. We have to believe in what God is going to do. And I am here to tell you that I am seeing it. When I got that text about that fall, that email on Thursday, and Brother Denton and we haven't known each other that long. He sings up here in the choir. He's trying to keep me on the right notes back and forth. I felt so bad. Immediately, your heart goes to prayer when you read this. And to see his face as he walked in that double doors this morning, that is door number one for you, in case you haven't figured out the number and door system we'll talk about in a few weeks. it just thrilled my heart to see an answer to prayer walk in on a Sunday morning. You got a dream about what God is going to do. I believe the gospel message is the most simple message that has ever been given. I don't understand the Bible. You ought to be like Mark Twain. Mark Twain says, it's not the part that I don't understand, it's the part that I do understand about the Bible that bothers me. It's the part that I do understand. Because in this book that is sitting open in front of me is the key to eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Brother Mike White, as he was led to hand out that tract to share with that brother, walking in, how do you know? I'm here to tell you that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know. I don't have anything in my wallet to pull it out to prove to you. I don't have anything, and even if you put them little letters up on the board outside there, it says, Happy Birthday, Old Pastor Charlie Wood. It still is nothing to prove, except that I simply believe what the book says. And what the book says is that whosoever calls upon the Lord, the name of the Lord shall be saved. A simple message. I think your testimony should have two things in it. Number one, you ought to tell people what God has done for you. Each one of you have that story. Tell people what God has done for you. And then the second part of your testimony ought to be just as easy as the first, and it is, tell them what God can do for them. Addiction. And we heard about it in the prayer request today. I serve a God that can end addiction just like that. Broken homes. I serve a God that can heal that broken home just like that. Family situations. Phone calls. I know Vicki was on one for 4 hours yesterday, she told me. Wow. I hope you got that all-inclusive plan. That's all I can tell you. But I know sometimes when you got a brother or sister that you trust in, the trust in you that you have made a connection with, and they just need to share with you. It's time for you just get your little rest there and get your ear ready, because you're going to be listening, and that's exactly what God wants you to do. Because I have to hear from my fellow brothers and sisters what God has done for them. Because of my hearing, then it inspires me to know of what God can do for you. Church is a little different now than what it was years ago. We had no musicians. We used to sing the songs a cappella. That means no music, buddy. Are you ever going to forgive me? I hope so, Mac. You're not yet, but love that guy. Used to come in and tell you, we had the pews far outnumbered the people. Far outnumbered the people. You could hear yourself echo in here, and every now and then you get a cricket in here, and he'd be pretty good competition for the preaching on Sunday morning. God has been good to us, because he's allowed us to dream about simply what he can do. Not just for this church, folks. All this is right here, this is like a gas filling station. You just come in here and you just get full. And then you open them doors, door number one back there, and you go out into a world that needs to hear what you have. You need to share what God has done for you. Because I'm here to tell you what he's done for me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house. We have opened your word. God, we hope that you'll inspire us to simply Take the fact that is written in your word of whosoever shall call upon on the name Jesus shall be saved. Let us know within our hearts of heart, and God, let us be willing to share that truth with those that we come in contact with that have needs, God. We pray once again for all the prayer requests, God, for each one. We thank you for the wonderful testimonies, the words of praise that we heard today. We thank you. We thank you that we have an opportunity to magnify your name. Now, for those that are leaving, give them safe traveling mercies. For those that are staying for the lunch downstairs and up on the side here, God, we just ask now that you'll let us have a wonderful time of fellowship, a wonderful time of smiles and laughter. God, let us continue to feel the leading of your Holy Spirit. We ask this in your precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Now, what we're going to do, real quickly, we have set up on the room here on the side. Anybody who cannot make it downstairs, if you'd like to be sure, they'll even bring you food and all kind of goodies right up on the side. If you are coming down the stairs in the sanctuary, off the sanctuary, those steps are very, very narrow.